Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. Back when. We'll get a copy of that. That's kind of unusual.
I remember your mother used to laugh about, she says, we don't need to go vote because I always cancel out everything he votes for because I'm completely the opposite.
Yeah, we never talked about it much.
Politics, that is.
Huh? This is Sharon's wedding reception.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my things got all kind of messed up. Now, here's the breaking for the chapel. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is for Liberty Chapel. I don't know whether you want that or not.
Yeah, since Grandpa Belknap appears in it. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that.
Here's a letter from Daddy Dan Jewel. Closed is one of the folders and cards I put out this year. Do you want, have you got these? Did you take them out of that?
Yeah, I think so.
We got some of those. I'm
interested in that letter, though.
Oh, here's another one that's kind of, oh, well, that's property tax information.
Okay.
All right, Lois. Didn't mean to keep you so late.
Oh,
we're the ones that's keeping you.
We didn't mean to keep you so late. You just are so excited about this.
Well, you've already got this one, haven't
you?
Yeah,
seen that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's the new Ben Loman name of the. And there's Ralph and Helena's, but you don't want that right now, do you?
Sure, we'll photocopy it. Yeah.
You're doing it. Oh, mm-hmm. I've got a better one than that.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, there's a better one somewhere. Oh, I found a better one. Anyway, there's a better one than this. Somewhere. And there's Mildred's. Are you going to try and do that? For the kids, put the kids in twos.
Yeah. We're going to, when I get this project done one of these years, I think we need to have the life stories of each of the kids and their spouses as an appendix to the
what book. I'm trying to do is get families, get my family, because we want to do. And I've got, I've got Byron's family over there, and I've got Jean's and oh, I don't know, somebody else's. But here's Gordon, named vice president of commercial. Oh, there's a picture of Ralph about the time he graduated.
That's a nice picture.
That article of Gordon, would you mind if we made a copy of that? I'm not sure we still have. No, the Gordon, not the Ralph, the Gordon. The where he's made vice president. I don't even know.
Make a copy of that one too? Okay.
I don't know what happened to that one.
I haven't seen that news thing. We'll take a copy of that too, Aunt Lois, if that's okay. That's great.
You don't want to take all these now.
Yeah.
Well, now, did you get are you going to put them? Going to put the program in for dads?
Sure. Whose is that?
This is Amelia Knott's.
Oh.
Oh.
And I don't know why that happens to be in here, but I ran across a better one of dad's if you're going to do that.
I've got a good one.
I think we've got it.
We all got good ones for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of these, Mildred. I think I've been past some of this. Here's Gordon. Have you got one of this of Gordon All Faces West?
I don't think so. No, I haven't seen that. Look at that young picture.
That's a real good picture.
Those are the things. Before I really start scrapbooking, I'm not sure what we have.
Wow.
Gordon Leslie Belknap.
Well, that's that stuff I sent you. Yeah.
From Roger Howie, Gordon Leslie Belknap. You were right on the ball.
You said you wanted copies of all these ordinances, so you got them.
Well, I divided them up after. I've got them in separate, but I've had everything all together in one envelope at one time. But here's Donald's birth certificate. I believe that's the original. We ought to copy that and give this back to him.
Yeah, you know, because the...
Will you do that? Sure. Will you copy that and give that back to him? That's the original. He ought to have his original.
He should have the original.
Sure, sure.
If you don't mind. It's Mildred's copy of all her stuff. You've got the fire.
Uh-huh.
That's another one of the fire. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start from the southern end. See what we got. All this is Gilbert and Adeline tonight's that I got back out of the register. Well, you don't want them anyway, do you? Laura and Flora and all of their children, and must be just a census of the record, huh?
Oh, great. Does it say on the back?
Do you want to look at that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Here's Mother's and Dad's wedding announcement.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, Lois. That's priceless. Let's see. Look at that, Mom. Judge and Mrs. N.J. Harrison, the son of the daughter of Abel. I've never seen that.
Hello? Who? Yeah. Don
who?
John.
John.
Oh,
John?
John
Andres? John?
Ask him the last name.
What's the last name?
Richardson.
What? Who else? What's the last name?
Richardson.
Oh, my son, John. Are you talking about John?
Is it about 18 years old?
Nobody here by that name.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, what's, what's, not my son, but what is his last name?
Richardson.
Richardson.
Oh, no, you have the wrong house.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I thought you said your son.
Oh, Richardson.
Richardson.
Yeah. I got one here that doesn't work very good, and I've got a cold in it. This was in with it. Champions, 1913, Mabel Harris. I don't know what that was. Maybe it was. This was in with their wedding announcement. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Unless I just put it in there to keep it.
Could we get a copy of this too? This is.
Oh yeah, yeah. Why don't you put it back into these and keep them?
Okay.
You had a copy of this. Oh,
yeah. Why would I have picked that? Oh, Olga Ellis, County Nurse. Oh, honored at Ogden State Conference for his long services to youth was Zarius G. Belknap of the State Presidency. He was presented the honorary Master Airman Award by Marvin J. Ashton of the General Board.
Oh, that's a hysterical event right there.
Great.
Is it dated?
I think one of them is there that he received it, but... Approximately 800 people, 50 years ago, June 1928, approximately 800 people witnessed the laying of the cornerstone of the 20th Ward Chapel. Mm. Samuel G. Dye, J. Howard Jenkins, and Bishop Arius G. Belknap of the 20th Ward were the honorary Masons. Ah. J. Howard Jenkins was at the hospital, and he was superintendent of the hospital, and I was there.
Hmm.
Henry Chapman. Oh, that's the man that Daddy did the work for. That he saw him. Do you remember that? Did he tell you about that?
No.
I think so.
Do we have him on our list in our genealogy?
What's his
Chapman?
Name?
Henry Chapman.
It doesn't Henry sound familiar
Chapman,
to me.
Born 4 December 1737, done by A.G. Belknap, 17 May 1970.
Daddy went into the room, endowment room, and he sat down, and all of a sudden, here came this man in and sat down on a chair. And he was dressed in kind of a lumberman's jacket, kind of like that.
Hmm.
And he sat there, and he sat there, and Dad said he blinked his eyes, and the guys just sat there. And he said, I thought, oh, what are you... You must be thinking of something else today. And he said, he looked again, and there he was, still sitting there.
Hmm.
And he sat there until the man came from, the officiator, came at the back and came up to the front. And just before he got up there, this man picked up his chair and walked out through the wall.
Through the wall.
Ooh. Daddy said, this is the man that he did it for, and this is the day that he did it.
Hmm. Hmm. We'll copy that, too. Wow.
That was
and I just
Ogden
happened
Temple?
To write that down because he had told me about it that day.
Was that in the Ogden Temple, Aunt Lois?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.